We come to church for various reasons. We come to church for various reasons. For some of you, you come for seeing Moses and worshiping. You know? See the worship team, that's what I said. Of course, he's a good looking. Some of you come to see me. If I don't see that looking pastor, just leave me alone. Some of you, you know, for various reasons you come to the church. Some of you like to sing. You're singing together. You come. Some of you like the fellowship. You talk to one another and then you go. But the primest reason for which God designed the church is to be a place of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Nothing else. Why do you need to have a local church? To increase in your prayer life. Nothing else than that. Why do you need to go to a church? To pray. To make it a house of prayer. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to talk to you something about that. Isaiah 56 and verse 7. Can we read it together? Isaiah 56 and verse 7. These I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. God is telling, I will bring to my holy mountain. Amen. These I will bring. Whom? Today morning, it was hard for Sufil to wake up and come. But who brought you here?
The Lord
brought you. I will bring you. Wonderful time, brother. I like to fulfill so. I will bring them to my holy mountain. We are in the first floor of a building, but I want to tell you this is the holy mountain of God. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is preached from here. Because the spiritual sacrifices are going to heaven from here. Nabi Qureshi was even in this last moments. Hallelujah. Last week he did a video message. Hallelujah. That shows the power of the Holy Spirit. While he's giving almost going to die. Hallelujah. What did he do? He sends the messages of the Lord. That is the power of God. In any other religion you will not find it. Hallelujah. Only in a living religion, in a living relationship like Christianity, we find it. Hallelujah. Brother, what is the secret? One secret.
Amen.
This is my place of joy. I don't know how many of your hearts elopted when you came over that stairs and came to this house, to the sanctuary this morning. How my soul thirsts for the living God as the deer panteth for the soul. So my soul longs after you. What is your job? Pray. What is your hallelujah? Somebody could have said prayer. You have to inhale prayer and exhale praise. I would say inhale prayer, exhale prayer. Hallelujah. Because when you're a man of prayer, you will pray for your one another. You will pray for the catastrophe that is hallelujah near you. You know that a lot depends on your prayer.
Amen.
Once again, I want to tell you, a lot depends on your prayer. Much depends on your prayer. A lot, a whole lot. I would say a whole lot depends on your prayer. Jesus says, I will bring them to my holy mountain, into my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted from my altar. When he's a man of prayer, when he lifts praises, he can be accepted. If you're a man of prayer, your praise will be accepted. Your hallelujahs will be accepted. Without prayer, no praise. Without prayer, no service. Without prayer, no ministry. Without prayer, no life. Without prayer, no victory. Without prayer, no healing. Without prayer, no revival. Without prayer, no food. Without prayer, nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your offerings will be accepted on my altar for my house. Everybody said, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. There are Northeast people from Northeast here. What's your language, Yashoda? Your native language? Nepali. Nepali language. Hallelujah. Hazariba, what's your native language? Hindi. Not any other language. Hindi. Hindi people. Hindi. Hallelujah. Malayali is other. Telugu, Tamil, Marathi. Telugu. That is freedom. Malayali, mixed culture. Yes. There. Hallelujah. So Tamil and so there's an African brother. Look at that. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. Lift your hands and thank the Lord. Amen. For all nations. That is the beauty of the church. This unity you will not find anywhere else. You will not find this beauty anywhere else. Hallelujah. And now I want to tell you, John 2, 14 to 16. John chapter 2, 14 to 16. The gospel according to John chapter 2, verse 14 to 16. Praise the Lord. And found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of the money. Sitting. Foreign exchange was there, I think. You know where? In the house of the Lord. Business. Next verse. You know, we have a good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm out by you. It's who I am. Hey, don't sing it. Got it. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 You sing it with the real conditions, it's okay. Now, found in the temple those that sold oxen and money and sheep and dogs and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords. You know what is that? A whip. A whip of?
Small.
Who is this?
Jesus.
The easy, calm. Some Jesus, I know you should see the photo, I know. Full laughter with him. In our discipleship class, my brother brought Jesus behind everything. Then we had a discussion there. When somebody saw him, that calm. Have you ever seen any picture where Jesus made him whip? You will not find. You have to read the Bible for you. He made a whip of cords. And what did he do? He drove them all out of the temple. People like people to come into the temple. What did Jesus is doing? He's driving them out. So it's not in the capacity which we have here. If people go, but Jesus drive out. Jesus drove people out of the temple, and then both sheep and the cattle, he scattered the coins of the money changers. He scattered it all. He didn't say, give me one coin, I'll make it.
10,000.
10,000. Anointed moment. Give all your coins to me. You have heard of that, no?
Yeah.
Give all your coins to me. I will make it 10,000. What did you do? And overturn their tables. Everybody say, overturn their tables. Today, Jesus is overturning some tables. Hallelujah. Don't come with a business mentality into the church. Come with a service mentality. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Come with a service mentality. Come with a worship mentality to meet your maker. Not, if I come to the church, if I give time, that thing works. No. Give it out of your love. Give it out of love. I have heard of people selling prayer oil. Come on. The Lord will take the whip and throw all of them out. I even heard of people selling communion elements. Communion elements for sale. So that the bank account will be full. This is like, what I say? The Lord will overturn every table. Time is coming. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Church is not for business, church is for service. Hallelujah. And next verse. And said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence, make not my father's house a house of merchandise. Just think how many merchandise houses you know. But you will let the Lord talk to them. Amen. You don't see any dove here, no? Any surgery happening here? You will not. Of course, there is no wrong in getting some books for your. But let it not be a big merchandise. Amen. The next verse. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up. The zeal of thy house. If your prayers have to go up, you should have a zeal for the house of the Lord. A zeal. Friends, it all happens through prayer. Amen. So I want to encourage you that you be zealous for your church. Be passionate about
pray in the church.
Amen. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. That evil hand of Herod is still active today. He wants to stop your progress. He wants to stop your ministry. He wants to stop your family. That evil hands of Herod are still there. He wants to destroy your family. He wants to destroy your children. He wants to destroy your inheritance. He wants to destroy the churches. His attack is against the anointed ones of God. The evil hands of Herod
was stretched out. Friends, don't forget. Don't forget. Black hands of the government are always against the prospering. Hallelujah. Somebody said praise the Lord. And you know what did he do? Next verse. Hallelujah. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. He killed him. He killed him. Hallelujah. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And then he goes on. Hallelujah. He didn't stop there. Next verse. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he went on again. So John, James was one among the inner circle of Jesus. Inner circle. So he caught one, killed him. Next target was whom? Peter. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, friends, the enemy is always on the move. His evil hands wants to destroy everybody who is following the way of the Lord. But don't forget, the enemy's plans will not work. Hallelujah. Because I want to tell you that there is something that can change the movement. Hallelujah. There is something that can change the atmosphere. The cruel enemy wants to bring in shadows of doubt, shadows of fear. Hallelujah. I want to kill you, destroy you, and humiliate you. But let me tell you, I want to tell you about some other thing which changed the course of history. David, you might be thinking you succeeded in bringing victory to John. Hallelujah. In victory by winning. Hallelujah. Killing James. But you're not going to succeed against Peter, because there is something that will happen that will spoil the movement of the enemy, that will confuse the camp of the enemy. Hallelujah. Amen. Acts 12 and verse 5. The second thing I want to talk to you, hallelujah, is the hands of the church. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 12 and verse 5. This is why we need to come to the house of the Lord. Peter therefore was kept in prison. Where was Peter kept? Kept in prison. Not in Parapanagraha. Very good prison it is. But this prison is no light, no, hallelujah, so dark. We was inside the inner cell. Peter was kept in the prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. This is the hands of the church. Hallelujah. The Greek word for this earnest prayer, for this perseverant prayer without ceasing, is called ektenes. Ektenes. E-K-T-E-N-E-S. Not tetanus. Ektenes. 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 Everybody say ektenes. Ektenes is, hallelujah, you're focused on a point. You're focused. You need that breakthrough. You thought, hallelujah, what would have happened if Peter was caught and killed that time? It would have spoiled the entire plan of the Lord. But the church was determined. The church loved the pastor. The church loved Peter. Hallelujah. He will not, the church would not give Peter to the thwarting, the threatenings of the enemy. The church loved Peter. I want to tell you, if at all I am here preaching the word of God, it's because of some churches which prayed for me. Where you are here alive, it's not because of your smartness, it's not because of your beauty, it's because the church passionately praying. Hallelujah. Somebody said praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I like the churches which are thousands and hundreds, but let there be a mechanism where churches pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you do not know the prayer request of the person sitting next to you, you're not in a church, but you're in a mall. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So today, hallelujah, I want to tell you, there is power in a praying church. When the hands of the people are lifted up to the Lord hears from heavens. How many of you understand this? Hallelujah. Many jobs, many children, many families were blessed. Hallelujah. Because the church prayed and the enemy's hands were lifted out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you look at 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8. Let's read it quickly. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I will therefore that men pray everywhere.
Women are also inside the men. Okay, so don't worry. Men and women, hallelujah, that pray everywhere. Everybody say everywhere. I need to pray everywhere. In my job, I need to pray. In my workplace, I need to pray. In my business, I need to pray. When I cook, hallelujah, before the whistles come, I need to pray. Whistles from where? Pressure cooker. Hallelujah. There is no, hallelujah, there is no time where we can stop praying. Hallelujah. When our children are going to the school, pray. Hallelujah. When you're sitting in a house, pray. When you're in Bangalore traffic looking at people around you, this fellow is trying to guard you, pray. Hallelujah. Pray, pray, pray. Else you will fall prey to the enemy. Pray, pray, pray. Else you will fall prey to the enemy. That prayer is different from this prayer. P-R-A-Y, P-R-E-Y. Hallelujah. Pray, pray, pray. Everybody look to your neighbor next to you and say, pray, pray, pray. Come on, put a good spring into them. Pray, 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 pray. Else you will fall prey to the enemy. Everywhere lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Hallelujah. NIV is better, without anger or disputing. Let every anger, spirit of anger, leave your house right now as we pray in the name of Jesus. How many of you understand one thing? I was very angry. I was an angry young boy as I grew. I remember my mom telling me, you're getting very angry, sir. Sometimes you go so angry that I want to take something and just put it down. But one day the Lord just transformed me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody said praise the Lord. Let every spirit of anger leave your house in the name of Jesus. Why was that force in that leave? Because some things are there, then only it will go. You will not hear, but this that fellows will hear. Hallelujah. You understand whom I am telling? Hallelujah. Evil spirits cannot be said. Oh, evil spirit, would you please leave? Kindness. Get away from my place. That should be your passion. Hallelujah. Somebody said, get away anger. Get away jealousy. Get away envy. Get away ego. Speak to the enemy. Get away. It's enough spoiling with my life. I am a man of prayer. I am a woman of prayer. Let every disputing leave every house in Jesus' name. If the husband and wife sees one another dispute only. Why did you put this shirt? Why did you put this plant? Why did you put this? Why did you do this? Sugar, no coffee? Taste, no coffee. Hallelujah. Spirit of dispute, leave in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. In this month of prayer, hallelujah. Every spirit of dispute, every spirit of anger, leave every house in the name of Jesus. Somebody who took victory said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you lift your hands, there is power. Hallelujah. If you know to lift your hands, God will airlift you. There is no prison too dark where God cannot penetrate. There is no prison too dark where His light cannot reach. Hallelujah. When the church prays, emptiness, fervent prayer. I know that we have the evil hands of Herod in this generation, but I am still dependent on the prayers of the church. I believe in the prayers of the church. The evil hands of Herod cannot rule the hands of the church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 141 and verse 2. Hallelujah. Let the lifting of my hands be a sweet sacrifice. Amen. So you need to know this posture in prayer. What is this posture? Wherever you go, lift your hands and pray. Amen. God will give that to you. Oh, Moses, poor Moses. How can he, old man, hallelujah, 80 years, bringing these people from Egypt. Oh, my goodness, 40 people I cannot manage. 40 lakh people. Fellow number one, first class murderers, first class murmurers, first class thefts, all breed is there. Hallelujah. Bringing these people for Moses still, hallelujah, hallelujah. God has placed authority like that. Hallelujah. Your spiritual authority, their hands should be lifted up always. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When their hands are lifted up towards you, the enemy attacks will flee. Today, signifying this, hallelujah, I stretch my hands over your life in the name of Jesus. Let every battles that you face, hallelujah, let every tensions that you face, let every spirit of depression that you face, let every spirit of oppression that you face, let every spirit of poverty that you face, that every spirit of stigma, hallelujah, hallelujah, Shandara, inferiority complex that you face, you lose its ground in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Let the spiritual hands over you be strengthened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And suddenly, this weak man Moses, his hands were falling down. Suddenly, two people went there, Aaron and Hur. They also stood there. This is ministry. Hallelujah. We need one another to support one another. When the hands of the men of God are lifted, victory is for yours. And in Exodus 17 and verse 16, it says, because hands were lifted up to the throne of the Lord. What was the church doing that night? Hallelujah. There was an earthly throne which Herod erected. But when the church lifted their hands, they were lifting up to the throne of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ectinus prayer. Hallelujah. This is Ectinus prayer. Hallelujah. For some moments, let's lift our hands towards the throne of heaven. Just lose focus. Hallelujah. Just lose track of whatever you're doing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever things are troubling you, whatever things are oppressing you, lift your hands and take victory. Lift your hands and take victory. Lift your hands and take victory. You will have your blessing. You will have the grace. Ectinus, Ectinus, there is power in the church that prays. Hallelujah. I pray, we pray for everyone who is here in this service. May the power of the Holy Spirit be upon them, that the powers of Herod will have no authority over their life. Hallelujah. 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 Praise, praise, praise. Hallelujah. The enemy doesn't like you. He doesn't even like the sight of you. When the prayers of the church are done, enemies leave its place. Amen. Hallelujah. So the hands of the church. Number one, hands of Herod. Hands of Herod were to kill the people, to stop the ministry. Never forget, there is the hands of Herod always against you. But thanks be to God, there is the hands of the church that is lifted up for you. Hallelujah. We lift up one another. We thank God for the prayer momentum that is in our church. 5:30 to 6, there's a prayer happening. Those who want to be enrolled in that prayer, 2 more weeks to go before this month end, contact Brother Bevin. Hallelujah. He will enroll you in that early morning prayer. 11:30 to 12, we have the midnight prayer, watchman prayer. Mighty things are happening. God is doing great and mighty things. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So join in the prayer momentum. The hands of the church will be lifted up for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Third, Acts 12 and verse 7. Let's read Acts chapter 12. I'm talking about the power of a praying church through the hands that we see there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Acts 12. And behold, the angel of the Lord came. Can we read it together? And behold, behold, everybody read. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Third, hallelujah, the hand of the angel will just get up, get up, get up, get up. She's oh, you. Amen. Get up. When the church prays, the angels of God will touch some people. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, there are some ministry which are on the forward. There are some, hallelujah, ministries that are just leaping. I feel when the church prays, the Lord will raise them up. See, Peter was sleeping there. If you read that, some people, in one way it's good, because he knew that the church is praying, so he might be sleeping there. I do not know. Some sleepers are perennial sleepers. Always they sleep. But the angel of the Lord came upon him. The Bible says in 12:6, Peter was sleeping. To wake up Peter, my goodness, you can wake anybody up. To wake Peter. Because Jesus, while he went to the cross, he said, my dear brothers, please pray. When he came back, what did he see? Who was doing? Leader Peter. Oh God, you are going to be betrayed. Oh, I never knew that. The Bible says they all fled. But the angel of the Lord came. Today the Lord is sending his angels to wake some people up. Hallelujah. He's striking some people. Somebody said, praise the Lord. When the angel of the Lord comes, what happens there is a light shine in the prison. Tonight, the light of God is shining in every prison of your life in Jesus' name. In the prison of uncertainty, in the prison of, hallelujah, hopelessness, in the prison of disease, are you there? The light of God is shining over your life. Lift your hands and shout, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The light of the Lord is shining over your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's why David said, even if I take my wings and go down to the depths of Sheol, you will lead me. There you will find me. I want to tell you, nobody can go beyond the extent of a praying church. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why you should be here. You might be in any big situation, but there is a praying church behind you. Don't worry, you will be well. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Today the Lord's angel is coming and touching you. Hallelujah. Elijah was discouraged and lying down in the wilderness. The angel of the Lord came and woke him up. Hallelujah. Jonah was lying down. The angel of the Lord came. Today the angel of the Lord is coming and waking you up. It's not time to sleep, brother. It's time to wake up. How many of you receive that call in your spirit? Say, praise the Lord. It's time to wake up. Enough of sleeping. Enough of sleeping. Get up. Get up. The church is praying for you. It's your time to rise and shine. Lift your hands and say, it's my time to arise and shine. Hallelujah. The light of God is over my life. The light of God is in my future. Come on, tell it with me, friends. Those who believe, the light of God is over my life. The light of God is over my children. The light of God is over my future. The light of God is over my ministry. The light of God is over my family. The light of God is over my children. The light of God is over my wife. The light of God is over my husband. The light of God is over my city. Chains fell off. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Chains fell off. Hallelujah. When the light of God shines, every chains fall off. Today, every chain that is holding you is breaking. Every addiction is breaking. Every chain that is putting anointed men of God inside prison is breaking. When the church is praying, somebody say, praise the Lord. Tell, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Lift your hands and say, I'm coming out of my prison. I'm coming out of my problem. I'm coming out of my hopelessness. I'm coming out. Can I hear some people who are coming out? Look to your neighbor next to you and say, I'm going out. I'm going out. Come on, talk it out. Talk it out. Hallelujah. I'm going out of this prison. Don't go out now. I'm going out. Two more points, then you can go out. But before that, I feel in my spirit to tell you, you're out of your problems in Jesus' name. I'm not telling, but this current problem is gone. Another one will come, that different thing. That time again I will preach this and that time it will go. Some people promise a problem-free life. No. Christian life is not like that. But behind every problem, I want to tell you, the presence of the Lord will come. Chains fall off. Everybody say, chains fall off. Chains break away. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. May the Lord break every chain this morning in the name of Jesus. Some relationship that is holding on to you. I see some people who are with the unwanted relationship. The Lord is breaking it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If they are of a believer, you can. If they are not believer, don't do all these nautics. Hallelujah. Break every relationship in the name of Jesus. Else it's danger. Hallelujah. The Lord will wake you up. And look at what is happening there. Verse 8. And the Lord said unto him, gird thyself, bind on thy. So Peter is sleeping. Okay, imagine Peter sleeping, waking up. What to do? Like many of you are in the praise and worship. That's why we have these worship leaders. This concept was not there in probably 30, 40 years before. Now worship leaders should be there because they deal with the crowd, no? They deal. Can you clap? Can you please clap? But no, if you feel happy, you'll clap. So deal. It's a deal. Why is that? Because you do not know what to do in the presence of the Lord. Correct? See, the same thing what happened to Peter. Hey, put on your dress, man. Oh, okay. Put on your slipper, man. Okay. Look at next one. What is he telling? Everything. Angel had to say. If I say, otherwise. without wearing anything he will come. See, when God does something, you will wear properly and come out. Somebody said praise the Lord. Without even a smell of fire. You must have put your clothes somewhere, but you will put on the cloth, put on something. Then next verse you look. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself, bind on thy sandals. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee. Hey, fellow, you forgot your cloak. Put that also. Today God is telling you, put everything. Put it all. Not even one cloth of you should be here. Take it all, because you have gone your way out. Somebody said praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Take it all. Take it all. Hallelujah. Take it all. And like all of you are remote controlled. Sometimes, you know. Hallelujah. 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 Sometimes when I go to North India, I say hallelujah. Immediately they'll say hallelujah. I said, stop telling hallelujah. Then also they'll say hallelujah. Because that word only they know. Hallelujah. What is this parrot? I said, don't ever say hallelujah. So then I will preach, and then one I will say hallelujah, they will again say, if you are feeling happy, you say hallelujah. Yeah, simply don't waste your energy, time and money. Hallelujah. The next verse. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but he thought he was seeing a... Still Peter is sleeping only. What is happening? Church is praying, Lord save Peter, Lord save Peter, Lord save Peter. Here things are happening. Peter is... Oh, you want me to come out? Huh? Okay. Even if you do not want to come out, the Lord is taking you out this morning in the name of Jesus. Coming out of every health issues, coming out of every present trouble that you're facing in the name of Jesus. You will think it is just dream. Was it a dream or what? What am I just seeing? Hallelujah. Peter followed him, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and the second, hallelujah. Amen. They came to the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. The Lord is breaking iron gates before you. Lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. Iron gates cannot stop you, because the Lord is doing big things in your life. Big iron gates are opening before you. Somebody said, praise the Lord. And then, next verse. There is a girl there. Her name is Rhoda. Acts 12:13. He knew that there will be a prayer meeting. So he comes to Mark's house, and there he stands knocking at the door. So the next hand which I want to tell, hand of the miracle. This week you're going to hear some doors, some knocking on your door as the answers to your prayer. You're ready to receive that? No, nobody. You pray, no problem. I'm telling you, your answers to your problems are going to happen this week, knocking on the door. Hallelujah. Rhoda heard the voice and said, hey, it's Peter, let me go and tell. Hey Rhoda, open the door. Yeah, this man Peter, he is the number one scary cat. Okay, open. Who is that? I'm Peter. Instead of opening the door, what she did, she went back and said, I heard the sound of Peter. That time immediately they are telling, no, it might be his angel. So your angels are also having your own duplicate. That is angelic study. I will go into that later. Okay? Your same voice, everything. Angel study can be his angel. Okay? And then what happens? They knock the door and they see Peter. Peter is here. The Lord delivered Peter. Hallelujah. This week, hallelujah, the healing for your sicknesses are going to knock in your door. Will you open? Hallelujah. This week, the problems which you prayed for is knocking. The answers are knocking. Will you open it and say hallelujah? The last hand, the hand of God. Acts 12:23. This chapter did not end without this story. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied. Hallelujah. The final prayer will do one thing, two things. Number one, deliverance for you. Destruction of the enemy. Hallelujah. Usually every people after their death, worms will have a feast. But this fellow Herod only, in the Bible we read, before death itself, worms were eating him up. This life also worms, other life also worms. When you play against the hands of God, this can happen to any enemy. And I want to tell you, in our country, in our nation, in many nations, wherever the hand of God is going to be revealed, the hand of the enemy is going to be put down. And the hand of God is going to be lifted up. Only one thing stood in between all this. The hands of the prayers of the church. Emptiness. I want to read one more verse and close. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 11. This is my prayer. Acts 11 and verse 21. And the hand of the Lord was with them. Today, the hand of the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Somebody said pray. That's all you need, friends. The hand of the Lord was with them. And a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Hallelujah.